sun flash did not travel directly south. The late afternoon sun played through the leaves, casting mottled shade patterns on his broad back as he weaved through the woodlands on either side of the faint south path, searching wherever he thought the two little hoglets may have strayed. Birdsong trilled in the stillness of the noontide heath. Butterflies fluttered their quiet way from shrub to bush, and bees droned lazily amid clumps of bramble, honeysuckle and dog rose. But the tranquillity of nature was lost upon the badger as he strode anxiously about, his great mace swinging from one paw, searching for signs of the hedgehog babes. At last he found something. It was only small, a fragment of apple and blackberry pie crust, but it proved that they had passed this way. They were roaming south. Farther on, Sunflash chased away a bold blackbird that was pecking at a small morsel of cheese. He quickened his stride. Girmel and Teg had to be somewhere hereabouts. Suddenly, a welter of cries and shouts broke upon his ears. Sunflash went thundering and crashing through the woodland and came bounding out into the clearing where he had arranged to meet with Bruff and Tiri. His quick eyes took in the dangerous situation at a single glance. There were the two little hoglets, frightened speechless, clinging on to each other, standing shoulder deep in the pond at the far side of the clearing. Bruff and Tiri, in company with an old squirrel, were circling and shouting, and a short distance from the water's edge between them, barring the way to the babes, two fully grown adders coiled and reared menacingly. The snakes had not yet seen Sunflash, who slowed his pace immediately and signalled to his friends not to look directly at him and betray his presence to the reptiles. Tiri Lingle was terrified, but willing to sacrifice his life for the hoglets. He picked up anything close to paw, twigs, soil, grass, and flung it at the big scaly adders, his voice shrill with panic.
"Leave my little ones alone, serpents. Don't you go near them. Girmel, Teg, stay in the water. Stop there."
The old squirrel joined in the shouting. He obviously knew the snakes and hated them.
"Gah, you cold-hearted slimers, leave the babes alone."
One adder faced the three creatures menacing them as the other snake began sliding slowly toward the little ones in the water. Cold evil glittered in the snake's eyes, and its forked tongue quivered as it hissed.
"Leave here fast, while you still have lives."
Suddenly, Sunflash made his move. Dropping the mace, he ran into the lake from one side, pounding in a straight line across the shallows toward the hoglets. The adder who had been sliding toward the water speeded up. It was fast, but not as speedy as Sunflash the mace. When his warrior blood was roused, the badger reached the babes ahead of the snake, snatched them both out of the water with a single movement, and carried on hurtling straight across the shallows. The adder was after Sunflash, zipping through the roiling waters in his wake, as duckweed and rushes broken off by the badger's storming speed flopped wetly on the pond's surface. The other snake turned away from the three creatures on the bank, its coils bunching and stretching as it raced to intercept the badger.